Unit 8. Schools and Education. You will hear someone talk about cheating at school. Read the four sentences 24 to 27 and find the one statement A to C which is not correct in each.
You can picture it almost every day at school when you have a test. At least one student has the answers written on his desk, hand, or a tiny piece of paper under his test. He or she looks at an answer sheet every now and then when the teacher isn't looking his or her way, and after the test is finished, they try to destroy the evidence as soon as possible. Congratulations, you've just been a witness to cheating on a test. Adults take cheating as unethical and a sign of laziness of the student who tries to cheat. It is a dishonesty that can be compared to stealing and lying. They think if you can't study well, or if you didn't want to, you must be prepared to accept the consequences. There is another, different reason, something big as a loss in your family and such. Parents think you can talk it over with the teachers. Not to put every teacher in a box, but some may say that it's your problem and you should sit down and write the test. At that moment, every student thinks the same thing. Cheat. Young people think cheating is a way to get through the year and not stress, sit behind the books all day. Cheating might be done almost daily in some cases of students who have training or are simply too lazy. Some people who cheat are admired for their courage to do so in certain classes. There are many ways to cheat on a test. I found 119 methods how to cheat just in one webpage. There are many kinds how to cheat, from the fingernail method through Asian language method with wristbands method, ending at the shorts method. Some of them are really crazy, some play dirty, like girls putting sheets of paper in their shirts, and when the teacher has a suspicion that the girl is cheating, she tells him to check for himself. If he did, his reputation would be destroyed. If you see someone cheating on a test, should you report it? I'm sure some of you have cheated in your life, whatever the reason you've had for doing it. If you look at the side from the person who sees somebody cheat, I think it's okay for you to be angry. I mean, you've studied for this test for a very long time, and somebody just sits down, copies the test on his desk, and he probably will get a better grade than you? That's unacceptable. Cheating is not right. It should be punished, right? If somebody cheats at the Olympics, they get punished, so cheating in class should be punished as well. Let's calm down for a second here and think about this. Yes, it is bad, but why did they do it? There are people who cheat for a very good reason. There might have been a situation in his or her family, and there were more important things than to study. Plus, picture yourself being in his place. Would you like being told on a thing you yourself are ashamed of doing? Think about it before you raise your hand. Another thing is, once you tell on somebody, they won't like you very much. And I'm pretty sure their friends won't like you. Basically, you'll become the slimy teacher's pet whom everyone hates. Do you want to become that? If you're a strong person, why not? I mean, worst thing may happen to you in life. But I personally wouldn't report it. Being hated by a classroom full of girls and boys of your age can be pretty depressing. This is a situation where you will have to swallow your pride and just go with the flow. I'm not telling you to cheat on every test possible. I'm just expressing my personal opinion on this subject. What will you do now is completely up to you.